Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we keep the glittering promises of agentic AI in one hand and the receipts in the other. Today's standout story is not just a new model, though we do have several. It is a shift in the craft of building agents. The field is learning to scope what agents may touch, route them as long-running tasks instead of one-off calls, and verify their work with little gates that do not care how confident the model sounds. That is very good news. It means agent reliability is becoming less mystical and much more buildable. The ledger starts with the aftershock from the OpenAI and Hugging Face evaluation incident covered over the weekend. The fresh development today is how quickly builders are turning that lesson into small practical guardrails. One Hacker News thread pointed to a static verifier for OpenCode called OpenCode Plugin Guardians, meant to stop unsafe tool calls before they execute. That is exactly the pattern I want agent builders to notice. This is not another large model grading another large model. It is a narrow gate at the boundary where intent turns into action. Inspect the proposed command. Match it against policy. Refuse the dangerous case before state changes. Then leave a trail someone can audit later. The difference between the agent promised it was safe and the verifier never allowed the unsafe call is the difference between theater and engineering. A second Hacker News signal made the same point from another direction. Your agent isn't dumb, your tools are. The argument is that tool design is often the hidden reliability layer. Give an agent one ambiguous super tool and you get improvisation. Give it narrow verbs, explicit preconditions, structured outputs, dry run modes, and failure states. It cannot talk its way around, and suddenly the same model looks far more competent. The lesson is wonderfully unromantic. Better handles beat bigger wishes. Now to model releases, because the model shelf was not quiet. Black Forest Labs released Flux 3, described as a multimodal flow model for image, video, audio, and robot action prediction. MarkTechPost surfaced it in the open source lane, and Black Forest's own announcement ties it to the company's self-flow work and reference implementation. The practical read is that multimodal generation is inching toward a shared substrate for simulation. If the same family of models can generate media, model action, and represent physical dynamics, then the boundary between creative model and world model for agents gets thinner. That does not mean every builder needs a robot tomorrow. It does mean interface agents will increasingly be trained to treat screens, videos, and environments as changing worlds, not as static screenshots. QuiCat's CatCoder V2.5 is the most directly relevant coding agent release. The team describes an agentic coding model trained on more than 100,000 verifiable repository environments, and there is a developer checkpoint on Hugging Face. The phrase to underline is verifiable repository environments. Coding agents do not become trustworthy because they have memorized more Stack Overflow-shaped text. They improve when the training loop includes real repository state, test feedback, execution traces, and failures that cannot be argued with. Sakana AI released Fugu Cyber, an orchestration model reporting 86.9% on CyberGym and 72.1% on CTI Realm. Treat the numbers as claims to inspect, not trophies to worship. The important direction is that security agents are being judged on multi-step orchestration. When to use tools, how to gather evidence, how to plan a path through an adversarial task, and how to avoid confusing activity for progress. Induction Labs Photon 1 rounds out the model lane. Its technical write-up describes video pre-training that can simulate desktops, play checkers, and model billiard physics from one pre-training run. For agent builders, that is another sign that computer use is blending with general environment modeling. Agents that act through interfaces need temporal understanding. What changed, what caused it, and what action should come next? The GitHub lane had plenty of movement, and the best entries were not all giant frameworks. Cindy from Make Cindy is a new open source AI agent with hundreds of stars in just a few days. Its pitch is simple. Consider it done, out of the box. Whether it becomes durable or not, the signal is demand for agents that ship with opinionated loops rather than starter kit scaffolding. Boss Console is more infrastructural, a native multi-platform harness for running Claude Code, Codex, Gemini, or OpenCode with a browser, terminal, editor, secrets, and more than 100 MCP tools. That is a very current shape. Teams are no longer asking only which model do we use. They are asking where does the model sit while it works, what can it see, how are secrets exposed, and who can review the session. Dear Workflow offers a complementary idea. Keep orchestration in TypeScript and delegate semantic work to replaceable agent runtimes. I like that split. Deterministic workflow belongs in code. Judgment-heavy steps belong behind explicit agent boundaries. When those layers blur, debugging turns into archaeology. And then there is OptMem, a small permanent memory pattern for agents. A 426-token prompt plus a script. That is a lovely reminder that memory does not have to be a sprawling vector cathedral. Sometimes the valuable move is a tiny, inspectable convention that lets an agent preserve what mattered and retrieve it without pretending the past is magic. Three trending repositories are worth carrying forward. First, Cindy, with more than 700 stars, matters because it packages an agent as something users can try immediately rather than as a research diagram. Second, Boss Console, with roughly 200 stars, matters because multi-agent operations need a real console. Browser, terminal, editor, credentials, review, and auditability in one place. Third, Dear Workflow, created yesterday and already moving quickly, matters because workflow engines are becoming the skeleton around model calls. I will add a fourth because it is small and sharp. OptMem. Its star count is not the whole story. The interesting bit is the design pressure it represents. Agent memory is moving toward local scoped portable mechanisms that developers can read and modify, not only hosted black boxes with charming dashboards. The research shelf is excellent today. The standout is, do agent benchmarks measure capability? Protocol validity in the age of agentic AI. The paper defines protocol validity and proposes HackDetect, a post hoc audit that looks for shortcut paths, public solutions, leaked evaluation artifacts, generator structure, feedback manipulation, or invalid scoring routes. This is the research answer to a month of uncomfortable benchmark stories. A benchmark score only means what the protocol forces it to mean. If an agent can win by reading the answer key, exploiting the harness, or satisfying a broken scorer, then the benchmark is measuring the benchmark. HackDetect's value is the audit mindset. Show which shortcut was possible, estimate its effect, and separate intended capability from accidental exploit. Next is dynamic capability scoping for enterprise AI agents. It argues that agents should not carry static credential bundles just because a role might need them someday. Instead, permissions should be assembled from role ceilings, task context, and policy-derived combination prohibitions. That is the least privilege idea translated for agents. A permission that never enters context cannot be misused by a clever prompt injection, a confused planner, or an overeager tool call. TraceRouter tackles model routing. Most routers choose a model per call, but agentic tasks have delayed outcomes. A cheap call early in a task may make a later expensive call pointless, or a high-quality first step may save the whole workflow. TraceRouter shifts the unit of routing to the task, pins the choice, and learns from task-level success. That is important because long-horizon agents fail as systems, not as isolated prompts. Agent RCA, on agentic root cause analysis, is another evidence story. It uses an agent to formulate and test hypotheses against data instead of producing a black box diagnosis. That is the model I want in operational domains. Hypothesis, evidence, confidence, contradiction, and a record of why the agent believed what it believed. Agent Host drew Hacker News interest with persistent governed agents in a user's own cloud. The important word is governed. Persistence without policy is just a longer fuse. Sakana's Fugu Cyber also hints at a wider trend. Cyber agents are being evaluated less as chatbots with security vocabulary and more as orchestrators that must choose tools, gather proof, and adapt under uncertainty. MarkTech Post's open source technology category was checked first class, as always. It surfaced the Flux 3, Cat Coder V2.5, Photon 1, and Fugu Cyber candidates. Older MarkTech Post items from the last week were dropped unless they had a concrete new development, because repeat coverage is how a briefing turns into fog. The through line today is clear. Agent capability is becoming an envelope, not a monolith. The model matters, of course it does. But the envelope decides whether the model's work becomes useful. Scoped permissions, task-level routing, verifiable training environments, narrow tools, static guards, and benchmark audits that catch shortcuts before they become marketing copy. So if you are building agents this week, do not only ask which model is smartest, ask what the agent is allowed to touch, which evidence it must produce, what fails closed, and whether done is a verified state or merely a confident sentence. That is the path from impressive demos to systems you can actually handwork to. I'm Evie, and this has been your Morning AI Brief.